Bible says, don't say that I'm tempted by God. For God cannot be tempted by evil, nor does He tempt anyone by Himself. But each one is tempted when he is drawn away by his own evil desires and is trapped. It says enticed. Another translation says trapped. So we are trapped. Let me read this again. But each one is tempted and trapped by his own evil desires. So how do we get trapped? We get trapped by our own evil desires. Amen. You know, guys, there's so many people right now. We live in a country where we can do, be, and have anything we want. But there's so many people who are living in spiritual prisons. So many people who are living in spiritual prisons. It's one thing if you would live in a physical prison, you know. See, physical prison is easy to identify. You know, you want to get out, get on the other side of the fence. Spiritual prison is much harder. And there's so many people who are living in those spiritual prisons. Prisons of fear, prisons of sin, and all kinds of different prisons of emotion, relational prisons. Just a lot of mess going on there. Now, the question is, what are traps? Because a lot of people are trapped today. What are traps? And I went to a dictionary, and I'm going to read what trap means. This is from Webster. Trap is a device spring shut suddenly. So it's a device, right? I got a rat trap over here. Anybody want to put a finger? If it was a mouse trap, I would let you. But it's a rat trap. Might break it off. I put my candy bar in there, and it just cut it in half. Yeah, so that might break your finger. I don't want to do that. So trap is a device spring shut suddenly. Trap is something by which one is caught or stopped unaware. Trap is a position or situation from which it is difficult or impossible to escape. And this is my translation of it. Trap is an invisible prison designed for the purpose of stopping or enslaving someone. Trap is an invisible prison. It's a spiritual prison. It's a soulish prison designed for the purpose of stopping or enslaving someone. Listen to me, young people. When you have a purpose of God in your life, Satan will always put a trap out. Because what is trap? It's designed to slow you down or stop you from reaching your God-given purpose. All right, let's keep going. So today, so many people are in those traps. And most traps are self-made. A lot of people live in self-made traps. How many of you ever seen a raccoon trap or a rabbit trap? It's like a box with a fence, you know, fencing type. And a rabbit gets in, but there's no way he can get out, right? That's what trap is. Once Satan wants you to get in. He puts a bait in there. And once you get in, it looks good, right? To a rabbit, it looks good. Oh, man. You know, I could have that little, what do rabbits eat? Carrot, yeah. Got your attention. Hallelujah. And so you're like, yeah, you know, it looks good. Oh, this thing feels good. And I'm going to try it. And once you get in, oh, it's so hard to get out. How many of you know? A lot of times when we're young, we do stupid things. And sometimes we just want to prove to people, it'll never happen to me. Look, I can play with this. You know, I can play with drugs and it'll never happen to me. I can play with sex and I'll never get any disease. You know, I can do what I want. But interesting, trap is a trap. It's always there. You never know. And I'm scared of traps, actually. I was watching on YouTube when I was preparing for this message. And I searched mouse trap. And they would have all these, footage of mouse being trapped. And you're watching, they're like... And this mouse is running around, and you never know when it's going to happen, you know? And then the sunlit, bang, you know, and you're gone. Trap is opposite of what? Trap is opposite of blessing. Okay, blessing of the Lord makes one rich and brings no sadness or sorrow with it. No depression with it. When God blesses your life, you will not have too many of those. But a trap is something that is unexpected, it shortens your life, and it makes your life miserable. You know why God tells us not to sin? You think God cares? The reason He tells us not to sin, because when you sin, it's like you're playing around with a trap. It looks good, right? Let me show you this. Can I show you this? I hope I don't get shot in here or nothing. Hold on. Protect me, Lord. Okay, slowly. Okay, there's a snowman. This is a mint. Okay, this is, I couldn't find a mouse. You know, so a snowman wants a white looking thing, you know? You know? And so he's like, oh, yeah. He comes. Oh, it looks good. And his mama tells him, don't do it. And his pastor tells him, don't do it. And he's like, oh, shut up, everybody. You know, you don't know what you're talking about. And so you go, and God says, don't do it on the inside. And you're like, oh, God, come on. You know, I'm strong. I'm too strong for that. So he goes. Ah! And then he goes, ah! And he's stuck. You see how easy it is to get into a trap? Traps are easy to get into, but they're hard to get out. Now, what could be a trap? Let me read some things that could be a trap. Alcohol could be a trap. I mean, what's wrong with drinking a little, right? I mean, just, you know, I mean, it feels good. Temporary release. I mean, it feels good. I mean, who wouldn't? But guess what? Alcohol could become a trap. And it could trap you. And then I know so many people who have lived with their whole life with alcohol addiction. I don't even want to start with it. Amen. So many families have been destroyed because of that stupid bottle. Pornography is a definite trap. This goes for guys and for the girls. Pornography is a trap. Uncontrolled spending could be a trap, right? Spending like there's no tomorrow, like Jesus coming tonight. Hallelujah, let's go spend. Pleasing people could be a trap. Bible says the fear of man creates what? A trap. When you live for pleasing people, you'll be in their trap. They'll control you. They'll tell you what to do. And because you want to please them, you'll do anything they tell you. And in the process, you will lose your identity, right? Because when we don't live what God has for us, we will live what other people tell us. And usually other people don't have our best. Okay, so lust is a trap, as we said. Seduction is a trap. Spirit of control is a trap. Many times it works in relationships, wrong relationships. And one person would begin to control another one. And you know it's not from God. And you're just hanging out there because, you know, I won't go deep into that. Gambling is a trap, big time. And gambling is a trap that tells you can win a lot of money, right? Oh, yeah. And you're the smartest. The person is always the smartest. And once he gets in there, he gets so into it, he's trapped. And you tell him, well, give a $10 at church, and he doesn't have to give. Interesting thing, guys. Can I go away from my message just a second? When people come to church and we say, give money, because God says, give 10%. God is not asking for 11%. God is not asking for 20%. God is asking 10%. And a lot of times we're like, oh, you know, I don't know. An interesting thing. If I give, what's going to happen to me? Usually people don't give because they're living in fear that it's not going to be enough for them. And you remember what Job says? Whatever I have feared, most came upon me. So if you fear being poor, you probably will be poor. An interesting thing. United States is the richest country in the world, right? I mean, we got our struggles, but we're still good out there. I mean, it's better than anywhere in the world. Go, try, okay? And so what happens is, America gives a lot of money to Africa. And so we give a lot of money, right? But notice, because we give a lot of money, we didn't become poorer. Or did we? No. Just because you give another country money and help them out, you don't become poorer. Just because you're going to give to God, you will not become poorer. But look at this. But the poor countries that we give to, we give them so much every year. Did they become richer? No. So interesting principle that nations are realizing. It's in the Bible. It's better to give than to receive. And when we become so greedy, we fall into the trap where we work like a mouse on a hamster wheel. We are like in this hamster wheel and we work, but we never enjoy money. You know why God says give 10%? So you can enjoy the 90. Okay, away from a message. But anyway, let me read you a quote. I got this from a blog. This lady who goes by the name of Dr. Pepper. or a man, I don't know who it is. It's a Dr. Pepper. Writes like this. Today I feel trapped. Trapped, trapped, trapped. I feel like I need to get out of this city and move somewhere else. And soon. But I know I have to wait. I'm stuck here financially. And I just started seeing a doctor who is here. And I'm not even responding to his medication. So patience is a key. Patience is a key. I'm tired of being trapped. I worry that I'll always be trapped. See what sin does? It makes us trapped. Maybe you felt like that. God doesn't want you to feel like that. God is here to give you life and to its fullest. God is not entrapping people. So when God says, listen, one of His commandments, don't go for lust, right? It's not because He's like, oh, you know, I just want you not to have any fun, young people, you know. I just want you to be boring and, you know, I give you this gift of sexual drive, but I don't want you to use it just to torment you. That's not what God is doing. Because God knows as soon as you get in outside of His principles that He ordained, and you're trapped in a relationship that God never designed you to be in. That's why Bible says wait and receive a gift from God. Let your husband or your wife or your boyfriend or girlfriend be the gift from God. Don't go for a trap. You see, guys, God is not evil. God is awesome. How many of you have a dog or a cat? Do you love your dog or a cat? What if you've seen him walking like this, into this? What would you do? Would you try to stop him? Who wouldn't? So why do we call God evil when He tries to stop us? Why do we call God bad and God is this? He doesn't want me to have fun. You know, I'm young, God. Come on. You know, let me live. So how do we get ourselves into trap? Number one, we get into trap by living outside of God's purpose for our life. We get into the trap by living outside of the destiny that God has put us here for. How many of you know each one of you here has a destiny from God? You have a plan. And if you're living in that plan, then you're less likely to fall into the trap. But if you're not living in this plan, guess what? You will end up being in a trap. Some people says, I don't want to live life that God has for me. Because I don't trust Him. What if He sends me to some poor nation somewhere in India or something? If God didn't give a desire for you, He's not going to send you there. Because whatever He's going to send you, you're going to want to go. Because He has put that in you. He has put that already before you were born. He has put that passion for India. If He didn't put it for you, He's not going to ask you to go. All right. Do you remember Samson? Samson was born to be a deliverer of Israel. He was born because Philistines enslaved Israel. And God says, I'm going to bring somebody, Samson, and make him strong and put my spirit upon him. But Samson did something interesting. Instead of leading an army or raising an army, instead of building a great team, because he was a man to war, his purpose in life was to be a warrior, right? And instead of doing that, guess what he becomes? Bible says that he becomes a judge of Israel. Well, why is it bad? Being a judge is noble, right? I mean, it's an honoring position. But Samson was not called into that position. And so with him being so hyper, being so powerful, and sitting there listening to where ladies complain, oh, she hurt me. Well, she said this. No, I didn't. Oh, yes, you did. You know, and he was listening to the ladies complain for 20 years. I mean, it's cool. Some people would love to do that. I was talking to my wife and she said, I would love to listen to people's problems. And that's her gift. I wouldn't. I'm ADD, you know. I'm just like, I can't stand in one place for too long. Come on. I remember one of my friends, when I was younger, she wanted me to be a doctor because she wanted to be a doctor, you know. She's like, you should be a dentist or something. And I was like, yeah, right, you know. And I was thinking about it, but then thank God I didn't go into dentistry. Because if I would become a dentist and you would come to me with a root canal, I'm like, 3 hours with that? Just pull it out. Just pull it out. I have no time. Pull it out, you know? If you're not called for something and you're doing it, you will have no patience for it. You will have no passion for it. You will have no love for it. And so you will hate the people. So if I'm a dentist and these people come with their dirty teeth, And with these root canals thinking, you know, I'd be like, pull it out, nurse. Probably get in trouble, lose my license, and goodbye. 10 years wasted in college. Still paying the credit. So Samson took a position that was more popular. But he didn't take a position that God had for him. And notice when Solomon, do you remember who Solomon was? He was the wisest king. Bible doesn't talk about Solomon's victories of war. What does Bible talk about when it talks about Solomon? It talks about his wisdom and how he judges right, right? But when it talked about Samson, how did it talk about him? It talked about his strength. Notice for 20 years while Samson was judging, the Spirit of the Lord never came down on him. Show me where the Spirit of the Lord comes down on a person when he's not in his place. But as soon as Samson would leave Israel, because his place was the field, the battlefield, that's where Samson, that's what he was born for. That's what God gave him power for. Woo! And as soon as Samson would just go like, oh, and the power of the Lord just bang on him and he starts just massacring everybody. So we get into the trap. So we get into the trap by living somebody else's dreams. Somebody else, something that other people tell us, not what God tells us. Because wherever you live in a place where God tells you, He will bless you. Listen to me. If you're a business person and you're trying to work for somebody, you will have no blessing there. Because God wants you to be in business. And that's where He's going to pour His Spirit on you. If you're in music and arts and you're trying to cut trees or something, I don't know, mow grass or something, you probably have no blessing there. I had a guy who worked for me and he's a singer. He's just a singer. And he just couldn't work. Sorry, he just couldn't work. He's like, you guys work, I'll just sing for you. You know, that's not going to fly. But his gift was singing and he couldn't just do a lot of hard manual labor. And I had to tell him, you know, I had to break it to him. Sorry, man, you know. So what is the point? The reason we get into the trap in our jobs, because we didn't ask God, what is my purpose in life? What am I supposed to do? God, move me. And that takes time in prayer. That takes time in listening to messages that God gives other men and women. You know, it takes reading the Bible to find out, God, what is the plan for my life? What am I supposed to do in this world? Because when God shows you your plan, you'll never be bored. You guys and girls, when you find your plan, you will be willing to work for free. If you truly find what you were designed to do in this life, you will even be willing to do it for free. But guess what? You'll never work for free. Because your gift will bring other gifts in your life. And will bring blessing in your life. The Spirit of the Lord doesn't come and empty-handed. When He comes, He brings it up. You know, He brings it all. The blessing of the Lord, when it comes, makes one rich and adds no sorrow with it. If you have a lot of sorrow and you're really struggling and you're not happy and you feel like you're trapped at your work like Samson was. He was just tired of hearing all those people complain. You know, judges hear a lot of complaints. You know, and just disorder, and he had to go, order in the court. I said, I'm going to kill you all. You know what I mean? Number two, ready? How do we get into a trap? We get into a trap by overlooking our natural weaknesses. Sometimes we're so strong. Sometimes you're so gifted, guys, that you think, you know, my weaknesses are nothing compared. Your strength is right here. Your weaknesses is just a little bitty over here, you know? A little bitty. And you think, compared to my strength, these weaknesses are nothing. Oh, you know, you kind of overlook him. Let's look at Samson. Samson had supernatural strength above any man. But his weaknesses, were they supernatural? No, they are natural weaknesses. Supernatural man, regular weaknesses. Man, weaknesses. You know, he had lust and he was out of control. Two things, lust and out of control. All right, look at this. He could lift the gates of Gaza and carry them on his shoulder. Tons of weight. Huge gates. He could fight a lion and defeat him. He could catch 300 foxes and tie them together and send them with a torch behind their tails and burn all the fields of Philistines. I mean, he could kill 1,000 soldiers with a bone of a donkey. But he had two weaknesses. But compared to Samson's strength, his weaknesses seem insignificant. I mean, look at this man. Surely a little something like lust can't take down a powerful man like Samson. Or could it? So number one, how do we get in trouble? How do we get into a trap? By living outside of God's purpose for our life. Number two, what is it? By overlooking our natural weaknesses. Number three, when we live for a momentary pleasure or happiness. Some people just say, all I want to be is just happy, you know? All I want to do is just have fun. And so many people end up being trapped because they chase the temporary happiness. They want to feel good at the moment. They feel a little bit down or upset. Instead of finding out what's truly bothering them. And a lot of times, guys, when you feel like something is bothering you on the inside, it's because God wants to take you a little bit higher. That's dissatisfaction. That's because God is telling you that dissatisfaction that you feel inside is God saying, hey, you're in the wrong place. I want to take you a step higher. Yeah. And guess what we do? We go and get some drugs or smoke some weed, you know, and we just feel better, you know. But it doesn't solve anything. It's a temporary fix. Instead of going before God and saying, God, listen, I know you're telling me something. How many of you ever felt this dissatisfaction? Yeah, you feel that dissatisfaction. And usually what happens is a lot of people go and they find, like a lot of men, when they feel dissatisfied and they're living outside of God's purpose, guess what they do? They go online and something always pops up. Oops. You know, I didn't mean to. I didn't know what it was. I just opened it and said, whoa. You know what I mean? Because when you are walking outside of God's will, you have so much time. You're not passionate about anybody or anything. You just work, come home, drink your bud, and watch TV, you know? Use your clicker and thing. So, you want to have sex now? So you just go ahead and do it. Because it's going to make me feel happy. All I want to be is just happy. I don't have any purpose. I don't have any meaning in life. I don't know what I was born here for, but I just want to be happy. How many of you heard this before? Stupidest thing you can ever do. Because what is happiness? Sometimes, though, it's not so bad as drugs. Sometimes it's food. Sometimes that cake looks so good and you know you shouldn't have it. But it's going to make you feel good. You know, sometimes food is our medicine, right? We medicate ourselves. I feel bad. I feel depressed. Instead of going before God, I go to the refrigerator. That's my God. Hallelujah. And we make some bacon and some eggs and some peppers and some, tomatoes and onions and, with a Diet Coke. Hallelujah. Girls, you might want that outfit, but you don't have any money. And there's this credit card, but you want it now. You know how sometimes we get a high from buying something? I'm the opposite. I get low from buying. I got problems. I get low. When I buy something, I feel so bad, especially when I spend a lot of money. My wife, on the other hand, sorry, baby. So I want to look good now, but I don't want to change my lifestyle, so I become bulimic or anorexic. That's another big problem. I want everybody to like me. So guess what? I start doing people pleasing. And I don't live my own life. I live the life of people around me. And I'm trapped by that. I have urges to talk. So I always find somebody to judge with somebody. You know, you just got an urge. You just got a need. Guys, there's nothing wrong to want to be happy. God says the blessing is the happiness. But we got to do it God's way. If we're selfish, if we live our life focusing only on ourselves, selfishness will never bring you happiness. You can have all the money in the world and you're depressed and down because you don't understand the purpose for that money. It's not to lay in a bank. There's a purpose. I don't know what it is. You have to find out from God. Happiness is this, is finding your purpose in life and fulfilling it. Listen, if you don't have a purpose, you'll never be happy. No matter how much drugs you use, you'll never be happy. No matter how many women you sleep with or men you sleep with. If you want to be truly happy in life, and all of us do, can we admit it? We want to be happy in life. You got to find what your purpose in life is. Without it, you can never be happy. And then your happiness is when you come step closer and you fulfill a little bit more of it and you become happy. Guys have a lot of sexual drive. God made us this way. Right? And some guys would say it's enough for not just one woman. For many more though. Right? But God says that we should have one person that we should love. So what's the rest of this energy for? Listen to me. If you're not walking in the plan of God or purpose of God, this happens a lot to businessmen and successful doctors and lawyers. When they get to 40, somewhere in there, middle age, and then they trade their wife for a new one, for a secretary. Because they got all this passion and they don't know what to do with it. They reach their financial goals. Their children are growing up and in college. So guess what they do? Instead of putting that passion into the purpose of God. That passion, guys and girls, is designed for your purpose in life. Your purpose in life is not for 1 year or two. It's for your whole life. And so, guys, if we don't find that purpose, young people, if you don't find that purpose, guess what? You want to trade in for something happier, something better. Because, you know, it's boring to live outside of your purpose. Samson got bored. No wonder he went and found a prostitute, Delilah, and went into her. Although she was trying to trap him 3 times and he couldn't see it, he became blind spiritually before he became blind physically. So listen to me, man, in this place. Your sexual energy, your sexual drive is given to you for something. And if you find your purpose, you will have your wife, and that's good. But there's much more than just for one wife. Hallelujah. Can we say hallelujah? Yeah. And then you can use it to achieve whatever God wants you to achieve. Maybe you can write books. Maybe you can help young people. Maybe you can help drug addicts. Maybe you can be a coach. Maybe you can be a businessman and give money to the poor. Support, you know, all kinds of programs. And whatever it is, there's something God has for you to do. You were not born to watch TV. Otherwise, God would have put like antenna in your head and you could just switch it in your eye and you could just watch it direct. Do they? But God didn't make him, all right? Oh. You were not born to be greedy. You were not born to be addicted and trapped. You were born to be free. And God wants you to get out of this prison of being trapped. God wants you to be free. How do we get out of a trap? To get out of the trap, you must identify what is your trap, where is your weakness is. I know I got a weakness. Pride is my weakness. I know that. I'm a proud man. I know that. My wife told me when she met me, she said, oh my goodness, you are so proud and arrogant. And you know what? Last Sunday when I preached this message, our first message on prison break, I had so many compliments like never before. I mean, they were coming Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. I mean, and although I was saying glory to God, you know, I learned how to be humble. I learned how to act humble. You can act humble. You can say, oh, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. You know, you can do all that. Oh, good message, Pastor Charles. Oh, thank you. And inside, you just the pride just spills over. And during the week, I learned something I never knew before. I used to think that it's enough to just act humble. But what I found out, just because you act humble doesn't mean you're humble. And that's why Paul says, that's why he says, I subdue my flesh with fasting and prayer. So preaching to others, I myself would be found unworthy. I know my weakness, and thank God I know it. And thank God I don't deny it. Maybe your weakness is pornography. And you're hiding it. And you don't have to tell it to everybody. But you need to have a partner that you can go to and talk to. Somebody you could be accountable to. A mentor. A pastor. Somebody you could be telling what you're struggling with. Maybe you're struggling with gambling or drinking or different kind of crazy thoughts. You know, just thoughts like maybe you hear voices or something. Whatever it is. We were not designed to be in trap, to live in trap. God is absolutely free. Number two, to get out of the trap, you must begin to live the purpose of God in your life. Is that clear? You must find what is your destiny in this world. And you must live it. You must find what were you born for. You must seek God. God, please reveal to me, what am I born for? What am I doing on this earth? What am I supposed to do in my life? And God will show it to you. Because if you're outside of that, Satan will absolutely trap you. Number three, you ready? Don't overlook your weaknesses. Let me ask you a question. Do you know your weaknesses? Maybe it's stealing. Maybe it's lying. Maybe it's gossiping. It will get you in a trap. If you're a gossiper, you will lose. If you're a thief, eventually you will get caught. Because this trap is not physical, it's spiritual. It works every time. And it's progressive. So you stole a little bit today, and tomorrow you'll steal more. Number four. Don't live for temporary pleasure or temporary. Think big. Think your life. What's going to happen if I do this today? How is it going to affect my life tomorrow? You know that, guys, the reason we're here today is because decisions we made yesterday. You don't hear me. The life you have today was based on the choices that you made yesterday. So if I am overweight a little bit today, if I don't like how I look, probably because of what I allowed myself yesterday. If I am in debt today, thousands of dollars, credit cards, 20%, 25%, it's because I was spending money like there's no tomorrow. Like Jesus coming tomorrow, you know? So let's eat and drink. Tomorrow we die. If I'm addicted today because of what I made, what I decided was going to please me. If I'm in a trap today, it's because I decided to live my own life and not the life that God has for me. And listen, some of you are receiving this and maybe some of you are not. And that's okay. But my words, you will remember. Because this is God speaking. God wants to set you free. God doesn't want you to be in bondage. Take this seriously. Get it closer to your heart. So number one, identify the trap. Number two, live inside the will of God. Number three, don't overlook your weaknesses. Number four, don't live for a temporary high. And number five, this is the last one. Pray and ask the Holy Spirit to help you get out of this trap.